The MedFlight program's medical director, Bruce Lindsay, says they'll start with a 12-hour shift from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., which are peak times for emergency transport requests. He says other regional chopper services will cover the remaining hours until Madison MedFlight crews feel ready to resume their standard 24-hour service. Lindsay says many of the MedFlight crew members are excited about resuming operations.
We thought it was essential to get into service for the holiday weekend. We've talked to other programs who've been through similar tragedies to get a sense of what's reasonable. And there are programs that continue to fly immediately after a crash, and there are programs that take a week or two or three to get back in. But we've been given the guidance and made the decision that this is when our program is ready to come back.
Three MedFlight crew members were killed on the evening of May 10th when their helicopter crashed into a tree-covered bluff a few miles from the La Crosse Airport. Lindsay says they're working with a company that leases on their helicopter to see about retrofitting the remaining aircraft with night vision goggles and a computerized terrain alert system. But no date for completing that work has been set. The National Transportation Safety Board has recommended these devices, which weren't on the MedFlight helicopter that crashed. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.